Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. With me this week on the phone is Steve Taylor, who's Executive Director of the Missouri Beef Industry Council, and we're going to take a little bit of a look into the future, the long-range plan for the beef industry, the 2006 through 2010 plan that is proposing a lot of different goals, mainly a 10% increase in beef demand by the year 2010. But part of that long-range goal is quality assurance. And Steve, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Certainly, quality is a big issue, always has been for the industry. It's kind of interesting. We looked at some numbers the other day that said tenderness in beef has actually improved by about 20% over the last few years. And part of that is because of some Chekhov-funded research, and certainly quality and safety go hand in hand. The industry has spent about $4 million a year of Chekhov money on specific beef safety research. But we've also had a beef quality initiative in place for a number of years, and there's been a little variety in, from state to state over who administers that, whether it's a Cattlemen's Association or a Beef Council or the universities or, in the case of Missouri, veterinarians. We have a really interesting partnership with those folks, and we'll be visiting with the Missouri Veterinary Medical Association at their convention and annual meeting this weekend in Branson. They're very important partners in that process of communicating with producers, providing them with the tools and the information they need to not only do a better job of producing for profitability, but helping the industry ensure quality and safety and tenderness. And so that partnership is extremely important to us.
Well, it's a very good point, because a lot of people don't even perhaps think of the veterinarians as being part of the team as far as quality is concerned when it comes to the beef product itself. Tell us a little bit more about the exhibit that's happening this weekend at the Veterinary Medical Association.
Primarily, we're just there to make sure that they know we are a resource for them for information, and certainly a link to the national organizations that they might have questions about. But in particular, here in Missouri, we've used some Chekhov dollars to fund a beef quality assurance producer handbook that the Missouri Veterinary Medical Association has produced and distributed through their members. And it's certainly a high priority within the program to keep creating and expanding those educational materials to reach not only beef producers, but dairy and veal producers as well, to make sure that the industry is doing all it can to produce a wholesome quality beef product for consumers. And again, veterinarians and extension folks that they work with and all of their customers certainly have an important role to play, and we think it's a pretty neat partnership, in particular here in Missouri, because we do help provide some funding support for those educational materials, because we always have learned over the years that higher quality produces a better opportunity for some extra profitability.
And that's the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report for this week. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.